So what can you do as a teacher? It's important to know that effective writing instruction integrates both high-level skills such as planning, revising, and thinking about language, and low-level writing skills, which are handwriting, spelling, punctuation, capitalization, grammar, and sentence structure. For example, a lack of automaticity in these low-level writing skills means a student may not be able to write fast enough to keep up with his or her thoughts. In addition, they might have to attend to basic writing skills that interrupt the planning process. Thinking about how to spell a word or structure a sentence makes it difficult to remember what you're going to write next. Also, students who struggle with spelling or sentence construction skills might use a restricted written vocabulary or a simple sentence structure. That can result in poor writing quality. Another problem could be that written compositions with a lot of errors or illegible handwriting are consistently judged lower in quality, even though the ideas in the composition might be good. And students who have difficulties with low-level writing skills might not have motivation to write, avoiding writing both at school and at home. Ideally, your program should include instruction on basic writing skills and a student's knowledge about writing, strategies for writing, and motivation for writing. A good writing program should work towards automatizing low-level skills so that cognitive resources can be allocated to high-level skills. This requires that low-level and high-level skills are taught together. For students who are struggling with basic writing skills, you may need to add explicit and supplemental instruction embedded in meaningful activities.